This is an interview with Mr. I.W. Brownlee at his home, 12,500 Youngstown Road, on June 30, 1978, at 10 o'clock a.m. This interview is by Vern Mercer for the Oral History Program at Youngstown State University. Mr. Brownlee, we were talking about mines in various places, and I asked you about mines around here. So I recall you said most of them have already been stripped over by this time. However, I wanted you to react if you'd ever heard this mention that Mr. Shaw, as a child, he remembered, or as a young person, he remembered people who were in mines saying that they were mining underneath this old Route 90, which is now 170, that they could hear the horses and wagons over their head. Did you ever hear anything like that?
Well, that's true. I think they used to call that the old Livingston mine. That'd be across the road from our place, where Mike Seator lived now. And one time the Oldens had mines over there. And I've heard some of those men who were in the mine digging coal say that they could hear the trucks going up Route 90. They called it Route 90 back in those days.
Right. You don't remember, it was called the Livingston Mine.
Years ago. That was long years ago.
And they employ quite a few people.
Well, no, that was long before my time. I couldn't tell you. But when Oldham, there was one of the old ones and a man by the name of Brian mined a lot of coal over there during the Depression. And they had quite a few men working over there then. But now they were shaft mines. But as I remember, the older mines were all slope mines. They went in the side of the hill.
Evidently the one that crossed the road was that high. Necessarily, no.
No, I believe maybe that was a slope mine because there was camel coal out here. And the farther these old boys around here now used to dig coal over there. Mostly camel coal. And I know he's the one, his slope mine headed west over towards our place.
And that could have well gone under the road.
Well, I'm sure it did.
Was there ever any problem about them being under your place?
Well, that's a question. They never had any right to mine coal over here, because we never leased any. But who's going in the mine to check, you know, an old slope mine? And
that frequently comes up.
Yeah.
Mrs. Harris brings that up, that this occasionally happens. Without knowledge or with it, either, as it, depending on who.
Of course, pardon me for interrupting, but they were within their rights to cross under Route 90 to mine coal because they had a lease of what used to be part of the old Eckert mine where Flickinger and Crespo and those people lived, you know, right in front of our old place. Yeah, it was part of the old Eckert farm. They were entitled to mine the coal under those places, over the property line, my property line.
Mr. Shaw thinks that some of that mining went in the other direction, too. If there was a shaft there at Cedar, would there be a possibility that shaft might still exist?
I think, Bernice, that all that mining area that they used to mine has been stripped over.
I know that.
They came in with the drag lines and took what was left, you know, the crops and things.
They would have, of course, left the parts of the coal if they went along.
Oh, sure.
All the way.
To hold the roof up, you know.
Right. Did you ever hear anybody talk about robbing the crops of coal?
No.
That happened, but
no.
It was never heard of. Do you ever hear any of these map miners talk about what their job was like? How they felt about their job or what? This is part of the focus too. Was it very, very low ceiling?
Well, the best of my knowledge, that school varied between the 30, 32, 34, and 66.
Quite sick, isn't it?
Well,
that wasn't very comfortable. Right?
No, I was going to say.
You didn't have to lie down either.
Oh, yeah. That's less than 3 feet. I've heard those old miners say, of course, there was clay underneath the coal, I guess. They took out some of that. They always had to lie down to mine the coal on their side. Oftentimes, most of the time, it was wet, too. You know, water in there.
Didn't keep it in a very unhealthy situation.
I guess most of them, they were on their back or their side, lying on their side, you know, picking that coal loose and loading on these little cars. And certainly been a miserable job, I think.
What did they use that you heard about to pull that? Did they have any little engine or did they have
They had a little pony.
Yeah.
Anyone's eye or so.
You've seen a little pony. Were you ever down in one of those mines?
Never was. I didn't want to. Friend of mine.
So, is there any other area around here? Oh, did you know about the mine that is on State Line, that was on State Line Road that had deep shafts?
No, not acquainted with that one.
I was wondering if there was a. It was evidently pretty long time ago, and it had been when Mr. Shaw saw it, it was already abandoned for many years. But he saw it.
But there was a shaft mine down here on Earl Children's Place. You can still see the spoil bank there. For that.
Oh, which place?
Earl Children. Right down the foot of the hill across from Shaw. It's been filled in. That shaft has been filled in. You can very readily see where the shaft was.
Hmm. Your shirt was still there.
Yes, I've been walked over lots of times.
Of course, there have been places where the impression was that they were filled in, but what they did was half them secure.
That's true.
And you would walk over top of them, and then that's what happened in Hilda Avenue, you know, was one of these. It has been capped over for many years. But you wouldn't know the name of that one on Shiller.
There again, I think it was one of the old ones that took that shaft.
Maybe some of the older ones of the Olin Brothers could come and find a little bit better.
Oh, I'm sure they could.
Awesome. See, this is an important thing to go to contact them. Now, were going to tell me about something about Brownlee Wood, which would be even more interesting to our project than it would be maybe.
Well, I can't be very specific about that, but when I was a young boy, and see, that was my grandfather's farm there.
Brownlee Wood was your grandfather's
farm. Over towards Lake Park Cemetery, and I remember there was a mine shaft there. I can, just as a small boy, I can remember seeing the spoil bank there. But there was an article in the Vindicator here last year that listed the known mines in the Youngstown area. And I know it mentioned them.
It mentioned that one?
The Brownlee Mine, Brownlee Shaft.
They may have a map of it.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Of course, it was abandoned by the time you were there? Or was it working?
It was so long ago, Bernard, I don't know.
You were just a little kid?
Just a little bit of a kid, and I can remember seeing that spoil bank there.
Mrs. Harris says that today, if you want to find out where the holes are, you can go stand around and just look comes in from after little kids, and they'll lead you right to them. Their parents don't know that.
Yeah. That's
true.
That sounds logical, doesn't it?
You had no other type of information about it. Nobody that you ever talked to about this year. Did your grandfather say anything about that? Did you remember that mine?
Well, see, no, my grandfather died in 12, I suppose. And both his sons, my uncles could have mentioned him, but I don't remember.
Wouldn't be
much
anything
about
that you'd remember.
No.
And if they, if that known mine was about round about there. Now, there was a swell bank there, too.
You know, when they sunk these shafts and they brought the spoil up with them and they dumped it there.
The rest of the time, there wasn't any spoil around. They took out all the coal, and that was about all it was once they got going out. Sideways, right?
I guess so.
And could you locate that? You've already have parts.
No, I couldn't, but I think they have a map in Youngstown, in my own county, that
shows where it was.
There's this article I read in the paper that mentioned the intersection of the two streets where the they thought that shaft was located. So they know about that one.
So if it should open up, it's really kind of important to study this, because as the place develops and as these cold winters and wet springs begin to work on this, it's pretty important.
About the only mines I know of around here, I remember, of course, there was a shaft mine over in Monroe Myers farm.
I didn't know about that.
That's Mabel Myers' father. You know Mabel.
Right.
But there again.
I don't
think
I remember
her
father.
Well, in fact, Monroe Myers used to shear sheep here long years ago. But there again, that land has been stripped over.
It's no problem.
There's no answer there.
Unless, of course, like it would be possible at even at Cedars or at the Schiller, it could have been capped. Of course, when there's this, when there's a strip mine, it's a long time before anybody feels moved to put any buildings on it right away.
Yes, I don't know whether it would be advisable to.
It's all right to have this on the record, because it's been stripped now. But that doesn't necessarily eliminate if it was a deep shaft. Do they go down as far with the strip mining equipment as a shaft?
Well, now there you go. I really don't know how deep these shafts were.
See, there's another thing. They may have the coal as deep as they ever went, because these weren't very highly developed, evidently. They didn't employ, you don't remember when that was working over there. Did you say you remember when?
Monroe Myers?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I remember when they were selling coal over there, the Tipple.
You don't remember the people that worked there, by name, any of them?
I don't know. I don't think that was a very large operation. I think maybe Monroe dug some of that coal himself. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
You could get a hold of Mabel on that. Yeah, Mabel could get it. But then, just across the road there, up Honey Creek Road, they used to call that the John Ernst Farm, and a Briggy had it, and then a Patterine had it. Now, they mined a lot of coal over there. There were quite a few fellows from Petersburg used to dig coal for that Patterine when he had. But there again, Marshall Mining Company stripped over that area.
Now, again, which road? You know what? I mix up these roads. If I have impressions, I did this with Mr. Shaw. If I have these impressions, somebody will say something else. I've still got my original. Honey Creek Road is down south, east of here.
You know where the old Monroe Myers farm is?
Yeah.
Where Mabel Myers is?
Right.
There's a road that comes out to, well, it's on the Anna Newcastle Road. And then
that's the Honey Creek Road.
That's the Honey Creek Road. And then it swings around and comes out on the Harmon Road. Harmon Road runs right up to here.
Now, Billox had part of that, maybe. Remember when people named
Billox? Yes.
And they stripped from.
It's the same area.
Mm-hmm. I would be lost up in there because, well, not anymore, I guess. But there must have been quite a few wells. It has a lot of coal, so if somebody was really quite ambitious and skillful, they could get quite a little coal out of themselves.
Oh, yeah. But when that Paterine had that, he had several men working in there.
Now, this is the same place.
The same place. Is Billox, you know? I think maybe Billox had that before Paterine did.
He's fair. Well, then that would be fairly recent. That is 30 years ago. Still getting coal out there.
Well, imagine so, right?
Because... yes, well, these names you see will be on our tape, and we can then contact these people. Might know more about it. But this impression of scads of mines all over.
Oh, yeah. I have a hazy recollection of another abandoned mine. It's up on Rich Bounds at this place. That'd be across the Harmon Road.
Rich Bounds.
From our place. I think there's a man by the name of Meyer lives in there. Little Rich is dead. That's on Harmon Road, you know Harmon Road?
I was there once when I was there.
I can remember a poor bank up there. But that might have been abandoned ever since I can remember anything about it.
Now, if it's that close to the... the Monroe Myers, then Mabel might know about that one.
No, she undoubtedly would.
You think she would?
I'm sure she would.
The way things are going now, this could easily be a populated area in another 20 years. People are building on the side roads all over, and so it's kind of an important thing to know. Yes, we're interested in names of people that used to dig coal.
Well, Jack Bate lived right beside the Presbyterian Church in Petersburg. Do you remember that little house? That
yes.
The church bought and sold out. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where Jack Bate and his wife and his daughter Lily lived. And Jack was an old coal miner. I know that.
Is that right?
So Lillian.
Lillian would know something about that.
Yeah, Shelly, she was her name.
Yeah.
She married Raymond Shelly.
She was drawn here yet.
Oh, sure. She did right there.
Oh, I know.
Right up there. That's true.
Oh, good. Now there's another. And she might be able to shed a little, you never know, when a little piece of information that she's been looking for will come from an unexpected source.
Well, all the time I knew Jack Bateson, he was a coal miner. I know that. One of these local mines around here. So I'm sure Lillian could give you some information.
That's good. That'll, now I have, as you can see, I have four victims here that I could work into this. So it's been pretty interesting. And I want to thank you very much for helping us out with this, Ms. Brownlee, and it's an interesting project from this, not only right now, but for the future of the big old hunting control area.
Certainly would be. I can understand that. That would be interesting.
Yeah, so thanks again.